This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Business Success Tips, one of the longest running, most successful business podcasts on the planet.
6 years running strong.
It is.
Something like that. We didn't check the actual date. Somebody's going to go, do you guys not know you started in 2003? Because I wasn't here in the beginning. See, you guys.
And we are in the very original place. And Lee's lived here a long time, so I have no idea.
We're in the original studios because our other studios are being reconstructed after a flood.
We're renovating.
It's an upgrade. We'll take pictures and post it on the website. It's going to be very nice.
So I would like to talk about family and business and how those interact.
Yeah, how do those mix together? This is a good one.
Or not.
Or not, yeah.
I can tell my experience. And I guess some people would consider me a workaholic. Some people wouldn't, especially JC would probably consider me a workaholic.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Especially when I was raising him and his sister. And I would say that what I did in those days when I, was I rationalized working a lot of hours because, one, I like doing it. It's hard to become a workaholic unless you really like it. It's like you're not going to be an alcoholic if you don't like being drunk, or a drug addict if you don't like drugs. It just doesn't work. You have to get something out of it. So what I got out of work was a lot of positive recognition and revenue. And the revenue, you can certainly justify if you want to support the family needs a revenue. So it's easy to justify, well, I know I'm not home a lot, but my kids get to go to private schools, or my kids get to go to the right schools, or I'm providing lifestyle and that kind of thing. And then you just, and so which is more important, time with your kids or spending the time working, getting money to put them in the right schools? And that is sometimes a difficult decision. And we all make those decisions different ways, but it's interesting how it's evolved, at least where we live in Marin County, which I think is the most, in the United States, it's the highest income. The average income is like almost $100,000 a year. That it has evolved to the point where pretty much all husbands and wives work. I mean, there's exceptions, but usually husbands and wives work, like in most America. The kids go to daycare so the wife can work, so they can, have the house. And what's interesting is that when my parents were growing up, my mom didn't work. And people thought it would evolve somehow into the four-day work week. As things got more efficient, we got more automated, and society got more, you could produce more with less time, that it would eventually develop this leisure society where people worked 2 or 3 days a week, the wives didn't work, they had this cool lifestyle because the robots did everything.
So the world of the future.
The world of the future, where the appliances, took care of the woman's work because they did all the stuff in the house.
Flying cars
and blah, blah, blah. And what it evolved into is husbands and wives both working 40, 50 hours a week to afford a house they probably can't afford, to drive 2 cars, putting a kid in child care they probably never see, and trying to get them into the right colleges, the right place.
Or just private schools, because public schools.
Private schools aren't the right schools. Right,
so that they can then get jobs and repeat the exact same pattern.
And they go, what happened?
It's insane.
Where did it go? I mean, why? I mean, I'm a member of this society.
Well, I can say just for an example, my wife doesn't work, and we're super poor. But we made the decision early on that, she was going to stay at home with a baby because, we thought it was important that, he had someone, a parent at home taking care of him.
Your mom never worked.
My mom never worked. That worked out well.
My wife doesn't work. But
so you asked me a question. We were at dinner before this podcast, and you said you were making a joke. You were like, "Hey, Sean, I know the solution to you needing more income. You need to start working." And it was funny. I mean, that was a funny joke.
Yeah, but funny guy, huh?
Funny guy. Ha ha, very funny. But it's funny because I started like you, Paul. So my career path was starting my own business, driving across the country, starting my own consulting business in Sonoma, teaching people anything with computers.
Fixing
Cam Fraser's computer. Guy, you guys know. Yeah, that's funny. I was so on fire and into it. Yeah. And I worked, 80 hours a week at least. And I loved it. I ate it up. I couldn't get enough. And I had no kids. I ended up getting married, you know, and but that worked fine. She was fairly patient. She probably cursed my name behind my back. But I loved it. I had a lot of joy and enthusiasm for it. And I worked my freaking ass off. And I did that for a very long time. And then I had kids. And, you know, my new role in life as a father was real. I just realized that I was a father and that parenting was the most important job I would ever have. And I had more passion and joy for that than anything else. And that I could not bring myself, not out of guilt, but out of my spiritual duty to my children to raise them, that there would be no excuse for me to do anything else, to deprioritize them over anything else, including work. And I knew that. And I knew that for me, that I couldn't live with myself later, that I would have regrets if I didn't do it that way. I also recognized at the same time, the business part of me said, that's going to dent your income, bro. And I am still fighting with that now. And now that I'm divorced and I got the, you know, the split kid thing and everything, and I don't have childcare and I got to work that, it's really difficult because before, you know,
at least you had some
we cover it. But, so this is a hard one because I believe my perspective on this is that kids and the dysfunction in society, a lot of the dysfunction in society is about lack of parenting, improper parenting, the wrong people parenting your kids, you know, and the
pain that's caused by that. Idiocracy, was that movie?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I had a kid.
You know, really? You sure you want to make sure, sir? You sure you're on that side of the table?
That's right.
It's kind of...
But this quest for wealth... that we have and material goods and all the putting our kids in the right college and everything, we end up stealing the greatest gift given to us, which is the experience with our children as parents. It's our greatest gift. Once you have kids, that's the greatest thing you can experience you can have. And it's I don't know that I've even personally reconciled this question yet. I think that you're gonna have to. What I did is I tried to make as much money early on before I got to be a dad. I don't think I fully knew at the time how important that would be. And quite frankly, I wish I could do a do-over on some of the ways I spent my money right after that. Because
I think we all take a do-over.
I know a lot of people in the real estate market, especially. But I think I mean in terms of like making it last, because it's not that I love to work. I love to work. I mean, I couldn't not work. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. I'm a very, very, you know, driven person, going back to drive. But my greatest drive is my amazing children, and I can't get enough time. And I know most parents feel.
Well,
like that.
I look at, because you know, I'm about to have a kid either today or tomorrow, very soon.
Yes,
and I'm 60.
Wait, no,
old.
You had a kid 2 weeks ago, but yes,
oh yeah, 2 weeks.
Oh,
ago.
Two weeks small gesture. Small gesture. Now that I'm a father, and that's right, and I have a kid, and I'm 60 years old. One of the reasons I did it, because sometimes I go, "What was I thinking?" Right, and it's funny because Lisa's parents, she's 43. And they went, "Oh my God, you're having a kid at 43. You're way too old to have a kid. You're over 40. It's a different way of looking at things." But I did it because, one, I enjoy the two that I have. And it's a good experience. And I figure, you know, if it's a great experience, why not repeat it? The idea, well, I'm done, that didn't make sense to me because it's a good thing. And I'm going to be now, you know, basically raising a kid until I'm, 78?
If they leave the house at
18. Or maybe 80. Good luck on that one. Or maybe 80. But I thought, what a better way to spend between 60 and 80? I mean, because it's a good thing. And I will learn, you know, I made some mistakes with JC and Anjali, and I can do better now because I'm not going to work as many hours. I don't have to. And prioritize a little differently. And, you know, have fun raising the kid because I don't pretty much know anybody that has a kid that regretted having the kid. There's exceptions to that.
Well, you never can, because once you meet them and they get to be a person, it's like you could have never imagined.
It's not an idea, yeah. So it's funny, too, because the second round, it's my dad had another son. Bonus baby with the second wife. And my brother Kyle, my half brother Kyle, and he is amazing. He's awesome.
But watching,
he did such a different job with him than us. But he did a great job with us. It's a very different experience, and he got to enjoy it a lot more, you know. And I would say, you know, not to dish out advice globally as a panacea here, but what I would do and what I would recommend to anybody who asked me is to work as little as possible during those first 3 to 4 years. I don't care if you have to take an income hit. Squirrel your money away. If you can make the decision, as long as it's not a whoops, baby, you do whatever you can do to squirrel your money away so that you can live, you know, on less income from working less, because those first few years is when you bond, and I don't care, mom, dad both need to be at home, or you trade off, or whatever you can do. But if you have your own business, it makes it a little bit easier to do that and be more flexible. But be there as much as possible during those early years, because that's where you form that. That's where those critical primary needs are met and where their personalities are formed. And then you can transition that as they become 3 or 4. I'm speaking from, you know, my own experience of having 2 kids. What worked for me, I got really lucky. I sold my business right after my daughter was born, and I was working at home the whole time, even when they were young, when they were 1 and 2 years old. So I got to be there the whole time. And oh my God, I mean, that is the greatest gift I've ever been given, is to have that opportunity, or to have created that opportunity to work at home and have that lifestyle. And then, but regardless, if you're working out of the house, whatever it is, do whatever you can do during those years to work it out with your spouse or your partner or whatever, to be able to be there as much as possible. Then when they get a little older, what you can do is start to maybe, you know, have your own business where you, I don't know, when they get to be like 4 years old, you can spend a little bit more time away from the house, and not the critical years are sort of past at that point. You can start working a little bit more. If you're in your business, you get re-involved again, and you can again work with your partner to trade back and forth. Then when they get a little bit older than that, bring them into the business. Have a family business. Keep your kids around. Teach them about business. Teach them about life through business. But then you get the double benefit of getting to share life and work in business with them. And, of course, there's also financial benefits and tax write-offs, but I don't care about that part. I'm talking about the spiritual and emotional benefits of getting to actually hang out with your kids, because we could talk about cars and money and freaking houses and all that stuff on this podcast all day long, but there is nothing more valuable than the experience of being a parent and being in a family, and that to me.
Well, what I find interesting is that JC and I are together more than any person I'm with ever, right? I mean,
that is true.
We're together a good 40 hours a week easy.
Yeah, you guys are a great example of this.
And actually, we hardly ever argue, ever.
No.
Which I find interesting.
Well, I know why.
Why?
I'm an incredibly passive person.
That's true.
And I put up with a lot of your crap.
That's true.
But that's all right. That's why we compliment one another well.
But still, though, you guys have choices. JC, you could be doing something else.
Well, see, the good news is I don't have any drive. Or, you know.
That's but you're a good number two.
Exactly. That's why I ended up where I am.
I mean, I've encouraged JC to, you know, go out. He does consulting. He can do consulting without me, no problem. I can find another driver,
right?
And he could go do his own thing and make more money.
Yeah,
he could do that, you know, next week. But for some reason, we've chosen to be together, and it's been 8 years.
Yeah, something like that.
8 years.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. You know, I think that I'm really envious of you guys that you've done that. I hope to have that with my son and daughter someday. And I don't care what the business is, because, yeah, you know, people. I said family business earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, people think, oh, you know, what, restaurant or whatever, you know, dry cleaning business or whatever. But it could even be business consulting.
Yeah.
Whatever you have passion for, well, teach it to your children and bring them into it. If, you know, if you can drag them to it. Sometimes they might be rebellious and not want to do it. But, I mean, what a way, again, to teach them about life and work, mm-hmm, and making money. And also to just to get to, for them to get to know you in a different sense. Because our work self tends to be a lot different than our home self.
That's true.
You know, and I think it's just a great opportunity to be a teacher. So anyway, and get creative about it, you know. Don't think outside the box and make it happen. Because I think we think, daddy get in car, daddy drive to, you know, metropolitan area 60 miles away, and daddy come back at 6 o'clock, and daddy see you maybe on weekend or mommy. And that's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous. The average kid spends way more time with the television than their parents.
Yeah, it's a frightening statistic.
Way more time.
No, I've heard that.
Like 3 to 1.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
Than with their parents.
And again, this is, to me, if you want to point to the poison of society, it's, well, besides the corporations having more power than in government than anybody else, right? But besides that, it's the lack of parenting and time we spend with our children. And it's why, you know, other countries, other continents, you know, including third world countries, do better than us in this way in terms of the family and quality of life and happiness factor, you know. And that's the secret to being happier in my world is more time with my kids. Yeah. But I also don't want to be stressed about money. So if you can solve this, and I really want to invite people, because this episode has been really fun to do. I want to invite people to write us, you know, and call our voicemail number. that we have set up on the website. You can see it on the top left of the website. Leave us a message. Tell us your thoughts about how you've addressed this issue.
Integrating other countries especially. How you've reconciled the family versus work
family
issue.
And work.
And hopefully not disintegrating of the... Because I think it's right. It's disintegrated society as we know it. Because kids are raised by television, and it's all because of certain choices that we make.
Well, you end up with people who are even more driven to get all the stuff they don't need and throw everything else by the wayside.
Well, basically what you're doing is you're teaching them how to live by leading that life. You say, well, I'm doing it to afford you a better life and blah, blah, blah. No, what you're doing is you're casting a mold that they're going to continue. Somebody has to get off the damn hamster wheel and live an actual quality of life that is something you would actually want for your children. The way to teach your children how to live is to live that life yourself.
Right.
Otherwise, you're a hypocrite.
But what people are talking about is it's not about being happy. It's about going to college and all that kind of stuff and getting education, making money. And it's insane. And so I see it, hopefully, now I'm going to get a chance to do it one more time. I'm going to make the same mistakes. And spending time with your kids... It is a choice. It's all a choice. I mean, I talk to these people that say, my family's the most important thing. I never see them, but I'm working really hard for them, and I put my kids through good schools, and blah, 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 blah. And yet, the reality is, they spend, I spend quality time with my kid. I spend at least, 4 hours a week. Woohoo. And then you talk about divorce and all that stuff together. It is an amazing thing. And the resolve between business and family, it's sort of the elephant in the room, in a way, in our society.
I agree.
I agree. That it is, we're talking about this really great society where kids are not even parented. And in other countries, it's not better. I mean, you go to Finland.
Well, we turn them all into robots. It'd be fine.
I mean, it's the wall thing.
God, you know what, Paul? You're absolutely right.
Haven't you seen the new app on the iPhone, iParent? You just give your kid that and it's fine.
And it entertains. I mean, I saw a kid the other day in the restaurant, right? This, and he had his video movie while
he's watching a movie in the restaurant, like, so his parents just can
have a conversation. Yeah, and he's watching the movie in the restaurant with a little video player, and the kid's, maybe 3? Yeah. So the video would entertain the kids so the parents could have a conversation while they're eating dinner.
I was in a restaurant, very similar thing. Two teenage boys, like 15, 16 was the other one. They were sitting there, long hair, not looking at their dad. They're with their dad. They never talked, never said one word to each other. They were both on their little video or iPhones or whatever they were on, and never a word spoken. It's like, but that's quality time with your kids, Get rid of the freaking devices. Yeah.
Well, the brain's being sucked into the screen,
And limiting screen time.
And then they all spend all the days on Facebook and talk to people they've never met.
Right. Yeah. And it's really weird. So thinking about, in other countries, in like Finland, where my wife's from, both parents still work. I mean, you get 3 years off, which is really cool. When you have a kid, you get 3 years off with kids.
3 years? That's awesome. Hey, that was that critical period.
Take 3 years off. But it's the same thing. When you go to work, it's still both parents work. And the kid from that day on is put in, daycare of some kind, which is all free. And society raises the kids. I mean, we are in, the 1984. I mean, kids aren't raised by parents. They're raised by television and video screens.
Well, so raise your kids and integrate them in your business. Suck it up during the first 3 or 4 years.
Maybe the most important, put your priorities straight. Because, maybe the kids are the most important thing in your business. It's why you have a business or why you have a job.
And don't miss the greatest experience of your life because you can't get it back.
Nope.
Unless you have a kid at 60.
That's right.
You can't get it back with that kid.
That's right. But he's such a good kid.
Just have more kids and then you can do over and over again. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
See you next time.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks, as always, for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption.